This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We're a week or so into the Cannes Film Festival. It is prestigious, as you know, artsy, very, very French, but at the same time, very much down with the grittier side of global capitalism. Wesley Morris writes on films at Grantland. He is in Cannes this week. Hey, Wesley, how are you, man?
Hey, Kai. Greetings from Cannes, France.
So, first of all, I hear it's raining. You must just be miserable, right?
I'm pretty miserable, I gotta tell you. Look, there are a lot worse places in the world I could be right now, but it is a little bit sad that it's raining. But that's all the complaining you're gonna get out of me. I'm totally done.
That's right, because that's all the complaining I'm gonna give you. I want to talk about two things today. One is Cannes as a barometer, a bellwether, if you will, of the film industry, and then this whole sales thing, this marché that they have. First of all, what is the vibe? Are people excited about movies this year?
Well, it depends on who you are. The people going to the festival are really excited about movies.
Yeah.
The buyers are, I mean, there are definitely deals being made. But in a lot of ways, it's several different festivals, you know. And I think depending on what your function is in the festival, it affects the quality of time you have.
Talk to me a little bit about that. How many layers are there to this thing? I mean, it's a movie festival, for crying out loud.
Let's see. So we'll start with just the basic official selection, which is what they call all the movies that the festival programmers choose to have in the festival. So There's, you know, the handful of movies that are eligible for the Palme d'Or, which is the films that Steven Spielberg, who's the president of this year's jury, and Nicole Kidman and Ang Lee will all decide. This is the best jury in a long time.
Yeah.
And then you have with this sort of larger business situation, which is that there are a lot of movies here solely for the purpose of international distribution. And so what you have in the Palais complex, basically, it starts in the bottom and then goes up and up and up. And the higher up you go, the better quality distributor and exhibitors you get. And
is it literally you start in the basement with the garbage movies and then you move up and you get better as you go higher in the building?
Pretty much. I mean, although you can find terrible movies on every floor, the way it's stratified also somewhat kind of reflects the way the global marketplace works. I mean, You have a lot of third world countries on the third floor in the basement, essentially.
And these guys are here. Those folks are there literally just to be bought. They're just taking advantage of the pure capitalism of the global film
industry. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the opposite of what people think this festival is. You know, walking through the Marché, which I do a couple times every time I come here, is just a really good reality check about what really matters in terms of a global movie distribution and production marketplace. And it basically, inside the Marché, it looks like your average convention, and you know, the places that have more prestige have the nicer stalls.
That's so disillusioning, I have to tell you.
What did you think it was?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was better than that. The interesting thing, of course, is that the movie business is all about global distribution, right? We here in the States like to think it's all about American audiences, but really it's all about making that money overseas so you can finally get in the black with these films. Most of them, anyway.
Oh my God, that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
I mean, the focus of the movie industry now is just making as much money around the world as you can. And North America is a small but not insignificant part of that. But you want, basically, your goal is global domination.
Wesley Morris, he writes for Grantland. He's in Cannes, France, enjoying the rain. Wesley, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.